the Zion Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Zion Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints. Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is October 21st, 2021. The world is in turmoil. Most don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that is the time before Messiah, Yeshua, HaMashiach's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to that one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. If you can't tell things are different, if you can't tell the world's in turmoil, you need to get on your knees and on your face and get right now. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. That's really good information for you tonight. The phone number, of course, just skip the main phone. Use my cell phone. Text me first so that I know it's not a robocall. Otherwise, it won't answer. You can always find the breaking news, updates all about the Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, and all of our contact information at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecy.com. And we are getting ready to work at messiahsbranch.org. Anyway, we are a national satellite program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's on YouTube, some FM station. So please pray about supporting airtime. Thank our listener base, Johannesburg, South Africa, Yokohama City, Japan, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and I understand there's a whole Chinese armada doing some circling around Japan even as we speak. And of course, cities in the United States such as Wichita, Kansas, Denver, Colorado, and San Francisco, California. You folks over there in Wichita, we're trying to put out for you folks over there in Wichita. If you got winter clothing, we need them, drop them off. We need to have a clothing day. The people outside, the poor, they need clothing, so pray about that. Kansas City, Missouri, you are still the largest group of listeners to this program after it posts at the podcast, which is branch.automatic.com. Okay. Send me a text to my phone, if you would, and tell me what city you're hailing from, because I'd like to mention, anyway. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Now, a prayer, and we'll get on with tonight's program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I really, really pray that radio goes according to your will tonight, not my will, Father. Please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. This song that I'm going to play for you, or rather I'm going to have Frank play for us, when it first came out, a lot of people laughed at it and everything, but you know what? It's all coming true. Let's hear the song.
Now, have you seen them flying saucers, or some of them black helicopters flying down low and over my backyard recently? See them foreign troops in ninja suits leaving imprints of their combat boots in the meadow down near the neighbor next to me. Heard they're building concentration camps from the rate hike off our postage stamps to protect and defend their great democracy. Though my vote in the last election didn't quite match the same projection, maybe those beautiful talking heads on my TV. And when I called them to complain, and I asked them to explain, they just said that it proves that you're not in the groove of the new majority. Yeah, sure. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Now, they've got microwaves and laser beams and rays to look inside your dreams and satellites that can see your DVDs. They got chips that fit inside your head that'll make you think their thoughts instead, and drugs that'll make you do just as they please. And to make things even more serious, they got strains of new bacteria that are surely to cause some unknown new disease. And that's why we got fear and high anxiety and paranoid perplexity and the gradual loss of all our liberty. And as they try to bring us all down, they might leave us with a frown. They might even be the source of all the rumors in this town. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all in filthy, rotten conspiracy. So as they redirect our mail and all our incoming phone calls to the Central Intelligence Agency, we'll just hope and pray someday they'll see that you and me are not the enemy, nor do we believe in cult theology. And as their police try to bust us, we'll keep trying to find some justice, though it's hidden behind a wall of masonry. We'll keep working out our salvation with the feeling of fear and trembling, hoping and praying someday the truth might set us all free. That just cause the media won't respond don't mean there's nothing going on. And brother, what'll you do if there's something to all the words inside this song? Well, you can say that I'm wild-eyed, that all my fears are unjustified, or that I'm totally mystified by a man who's crucified. But just between you and me, what hung him up on that tree? It was all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Yeah, it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Believe me.
Conference intercept. Chinese Party, Communist Party bosses discuss vaccine. Say everyone who took the vaccine is dead. Okay. Wow. This was came from the Hal Turner Show. Now I really don't know much about Hal Turner. He seems to be a popular radio program. You know, I don't know if even Frank knows anything about the guy, but he has had some pretty accurate information that comes out. I always like to double check and see if I can look at other things. Hal Turner is an FBI informant. Well, Frank says that Hal Turner is an FBI informant. I hope you don't mind me saying you said that, Frank. I have no idea in the world. I do know there's been some pretty big breaking things that came from him, but in that same pretext, I usually double check things by looking around. Okay. Frank doesn't say he was caught. Okay. Clarify, Frank. You want to come on and clarify that before I give this announcement? Oh, okay. You're busy. Okay. Well, Frank says that he was caught about 8 years ago, and he was dropped out for like 5 years, and now he's back. So he dropped out of the mainstream, and now he's back. Is he an informant? I have no idea in the world, but this information really is eye-opening, and it goes along with some of the other things that we have been seeing. And it wouldn't, even if he is an informant, there is the possibility that they would give him things that are accurate to put out there because, you know, the New World Order likes to do those kind of things. So anyway, let's get to this information, and you guys can decide for yourself. But it goes along with a lot of other things that we're hearing about the vaccine and people possibly dropping dead in 2 years. Video conference intercept. China Communist Party bosses discuss vaccine. Say everyone who took the vaccine is dead. This was October 19, 2021. Horrifying video conference from inside China. And you can find the link to this over at the Prophecy Hour page. If you go to the pastor's page, which over on the right, there's a picture of somebody kneeling down and praying. Just click on that picture and it'll take you to the pastor's page. Anyway, a horrifying video conference from inside China has been intercepted by intelligence sources, and in it, bosses from the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, discuss the future of the United States after distribution of the vaccine. Everyone who took the vaccine is dead, they say. The leaked segment of the intercepted video conference begins with the CCP boss who organized the video conference telling the other CCP participants what the CCP wants is to have U.S. troops get vaccinated. So they're saying they want to see the U.S. troops get vaccinated because everybody who got it's going to drop dead. Well, we'll see. The speaker goes on to say once they get vaccinated, the U.S. military will collapse and the Chinese Communist Party will triumph. The conversation continues with the primary speaker saying, after the U.S. troops are vaccinated, I tell you the vaccination against the Chinese Communist Party virus will basically be near the end. It continues. When the U.S. elite society, because of fear of death, lack of faith, and because of these rogue low-level politicians, opportunists meant to evade responsibility, especially when the Wall Street, Hollywood celebrities, and the White House and the troops are vaccinated, I can assure you there will be no vaccination issue. It goes on. The people who are implementing the vaccination are soon to be finished. Finished, they say. Those who are pushing the vaccination behind the scenes will likely have achieved their goals. Then, shockingly, in the same video, they talk about an antidote. Now, I don't have the whole thing. Why don't I have the whole thing? In order to get the whole thing from Hal Turner, you got to subscribe to his site. And I don't subscribe for information if it isn't passed to me and given to me freely. I don't pay for it. It's just like Epoch Times. Now, I really like that newspaper, but since they start charging for it, and they even want to charge only a dollar for so long, you know what I mean? But no, I can usually Google the headline, especially with Epoch Times, and there will be other places that the same story pops up. So there's no reason to pay for it. Well, and I know they do good work, but I just don't believe in pay for information. I guess we're living in a different world. And I guess that's kind of like our world, you know. People will say to me, well, you know, I always ask for donations to support radio. Well, radio's free. They don't want to pay for it. I understand why you don't want to pay for it. But I pray that you would support this ministry, especially right now. And by the way, folks, if you notice my wife isn't here with me today, that's because, and I wasn't, there was no new programs last week. Why is that? Well, last week I got the flu. In fact, at least 5 members of my family caught the flu, and no, to our knowledge, it's not COVID. Didn't take my wind away or anything, but it had a lot of really, really super strange different ailments, in it. You know, it seemed like it was just making around with everything, but it took me a week, almost exactly a week to get over it. And I'm still weak from it, and I'm a little short-winded from it. Well, Sunday, and so that was last week, so this Sunday, my wife caught it, and the first day, she spent all day in bed. In fact, she's been in bed every day since then. So we asked that you would just lift us up in prayer. Pray about it, you know, pray about it. The flu is going around over there. We took colloidal service. Silver, yes, and I have some really good links, by the way, over there on the pastor page where you can get a hold of a doctor and you can get an Invectin if you think you have COVID. I was going to do that. By the second day, I was so sick, I was convinced that I needed it. But this ministry spends its money on the homeless and radio and everything, and I flat didn't have the extra $100 to go buy an Invectin. We would like to be able to buy some for our family or have a reserve, but we just don't have the funds. But pray about supporting radio. If you'd like to make a donation, you can donate online, over the phone, mail a check or money order. And, you know, if you mail a check or money order, make sure you tell us what you're making the donation for. Otherwise, it just goes to the general fund, which is okay, too. But pray about supporting talk radio. It's really important. Anyway. And we will have a good program for you. The second program up tonight will be Michael Snyder. And he always has a lot of things to say. But anyway, moving on. So going along with that, now we have heard, the reason I went ahead and played that article, which I didn't know anything about Hal Turner, FBI informant or not, the point is that the information goes along with what people are saying, that your immunization, it takes away your immunization, really. Okay, let's do this article and let me explain it. Immunization expert says unvaccinated people are not dangerous. Vaccinated people are dangerous for others. The World Health Organization European Advisory Group of Experts in Immunization, former Vice President Professor Christian Perrone, yesterday said that all vaccinated people must quarantine over the winter months or risk serious illness. Now, see, this goes along with what we've been saying. It's dropping your immune rate. It's not giving you more immunity. It's giving you less. It's destroying your immune system. Perrone specializes in tropical pathogens and emerging infectious diseases. He was a chairman of the Specialized Committee on Communicable Diseases of the High Council of Public Health, confirming the rapidly deteriorating situation in Israel and UK. The infectious disease expert stated, vaccinated people should be put in quarantine. They should be isolated from society. He went on to say, unvaccinated people are not dangerous. Vaccinated people are dangerous for others. It's proven in Israel now, and I'm in contact with many physicians in Israel, and they're having big problems. Severe cases in the hospitals are among vaccinated people. In the UK, you also have the larger vaccination program, and there are also problems. Now, you see, this goes along with the previous article, and that's why I told you about the previous article. The current working group on the COVID-19 pandemic in France was reported to be utterly panicked on the receipt of the news, fearing pandemonium if it follows the guidance of the experts. Israeli doctor Kobi Hava told Channel 13 News, 95% of seriously ill patients are what? Vaccinated. Fully vaccinated people account for 85 to 90% of the hospitalizations, and we are opening more and more COVID branches. The effectiveness of the vaccine is declining or disappearing. This week, billionaire superdome. Anyway, and so there you go. We are finding it's coming to truth. Now, so what are we going to see this? Let's go with that. What are we going to see this year? I mean, are we going to see just a massive, massive amount of deaths this winter? Are people going to be dying from simple colds? for other infections or the simple flu like I had. What do? Blame it on COVID? They're not going to blame it on the shot. But are we in for a dark and deadly winter? I don't know, folks. I just get the information and give it out to you as the best that I can. But there is so much information about the immune systems going down and so on and so forth. I just don't know what to say, except that I guess we'll wait and see. Am I telling you not to take the vaccine? You need to make that judgment call for yourself. I'm not taking it, and currently no one in my family has taken the vaccine, okay? That to my knowledge. So, but I'm talking about my, you know, close-up family. Anyway, you can find all our information over at prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com, and yes, we do have a website called messiahsbranch.org, and somebody has graciously offered to help me update it. I've got some ideas for it, and I'm getting ready to do that. I was going to do it a week ago, but I was sick down with the flu for over a week. But it'll get done, prayerfully. But anyway, in the meantime, go over, check us out, prophecyhour.com, and let's have a break.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on Earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell the Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus. But the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast. Because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night to worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple and easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. 1 for 20, but don't do that. We offer them a shrink-wrap set to 10 to give away. 1 set of 10 for 30, 2 sets 45, 4 sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, we got a lot of things for you folks, and I'm just struggling along tonight without my wife, who's in bed sick with the flu, so pray for her. Anyway, you say Prophecy Hour, right, folks? Well, why should you do that? There's a lot of things over there, like the radio archives, but you should also look. I'm just going to read you a couple of headlines that are there. When I put these headlines there, every day almost. Okay. Right now, we've got, what do we have? First one up is National School Board Group communicated with the White House while crafting the letter linking parents to terrorists. Now, you all know that, right? That the FBI is now going to start investigating parents that speak their mood against the critical, you know, the critical white race theory. Okay, that article's over there. Then we've got another one. It says, Michigan parents sued to stop A.G. Garland over the memo bringing an FBI to target the parents of school board meeting. That's there. Massive spending bills stalled by just two Democrats. You should go in that and look and see all the terrible stuff that's in those bills. And then, so you've got blood-boiling items hidden inside Biden's $3.5 million or $3.5 trillion socialist wish list. That's there. 81 research studies confirm natural immunity to COVID equals superior to vaccine immunity. Immunization expert, unvaccinated people are not dangerous. Vaccinated people are dangerous. So on, go over there, check out the headlines that we have over there for you. And this week, folks, now let's talk about food. This week, billionaire supermarket owner John Medina was asked state of affairs during an interview on Fox Business. In response, he warned that food prices will be going up over 10% within the next 60 days. Now, I have already seen food prices go up further than that. We buy a lot of food for the Wichita Mission Church. We pay full price. We are not into their 501(c)(3) Hitler thing at all whatsoever. We're under the Father. We're not under the state of Kansas or under the government when it comes to church. 501(c)(3) church is under the government. Anyway, he goes on to say, I see a 10% price increase in the next 60 days. That trend will not drop anytime soon. Cafes cited rising inflation by bottlenecks that are currently plaguing supermarkets and other retailers around the United States. He then cautioned, I see food prices going up tremendously because of the food company CEOs want to be ahead of the curve, and the way they're doing it is they're dropping all promotions. They are dropping low-moving items. Well, go over there, like you can tell, things are not right at the store. And you go, well, we have all these shipping containers. You know, the reason for all this, even the shipping containers backlog, is because of the lack of truckers. Now, in California, all the backlog is because, you know what? They just signed a law over there that says only union truck drivers can pick up food at the, you know, where they drop things off, you know, at the ports. That's what I'm trying to say, the ports. So unless you're part of the union and you have an updated truck, if you have a truck that's over 3 years old, then you're, according to their environmental guidelines, you can't use that truck to pick up anything. And that's why people are, some of these companies are now rerouting and they're going to go to the great state of Florida to drop off their goods. But you see these bottlenecks and things, they are caused. They're caused by who? These insane people that are environmentalists, and they're just being paid off by other people and getting rich, these people that are in charge. And if you don't know that, you should know it by now. Anyway, food prices are going to skyrocket. Excuse me one second. Okay. Now I got another one for you. Now remember last week I talked the week before, I talked about something being alive inside the shot. You really believe that? Well, there'd have to be a second witness, right? You'd think, just other than just this one woman or doctor. Well, here we've got a second witness. Polish doctor claims he found a life form in the Pfizer commentary, chimeric, however that's pronounced, shot. Shot. And this is from a website called Humans Are Free. October 14, 2021. Another strange COVID vaccine life form has been discovered under the microscope, this time made of aluminum and carbon. The discovery was made by a Polish doctor by the name of Dr. Frank Zielinski. Throughout his video presentation, he calls it the thing. You folks ever seen that TV or movie called the thing? Yeah, well, that's what he relates it to. He found it in the Pfizer vaccine shot. In one out of three vials he studied, Dr. Zelensky's discovery comes on top of the research of many other independent doctors, scientists, and researchers like Dr. Robert Young, Dr. Carrie Mudgee, and we mentioned her last week, Dr. Zandi Botha, and Dr. John B., who also found the COVID vaccine contains all sorts of questionable and outright horrific contents, graphene, nanometals, PEG parasites, self-propelling creatures with tentacles, synthetic fibers, and synthetic self-assembling circular structures. What are they putting in these things? That's just craziness. So if we are not to believe that these people are lying, like I see no reason why they would, but just think about that. What are these things? What are they going to turn into? Why would they put something alive in you? They're just, I don't know. COVID vaccine life form, the thing of aluminum, bromine, and carbon. So what is this thing? Similar to what Maggi found under the microscope, it's some kind of synthetic creature with tentacles. Zelensky compares it to something from a science fiction movie, including The Matrix, which contained an entity which flies and had tentacles and attaches itself to other things. In this case, Zelensky carefully measured the thing and discovered its ratio of head to its leg, a head of 20 microns, micrometers, to legs of 2.5 millimeters, which can equals a ratio of 1.125. I don't understand what that is, but he believes the thing will grow and develop inside people's bodies, commenting, "It seems to have a head and three legs. It hasn't been created just to sit there and do nothing. This is a life form. It grew, developed in 4 days. Is this a plant? Dust? A being given to people in eggs in a fertile, suitable environment? Somewhere closely, there might be some sort of signal which caused that thing to start living. Just as a pine cone seeds won't grow unless they will be in a suitable environment on fertile ground. The same thing seems not to be moving. It may be dormant, sleeping. I hope it won't be activated." Wow. That's just crazy. So what are they going to do when it gets wintertime? They're going to activate. Were people going to turn into the thing like in the movie? I mean, come on. What is up with this? He also points out that he saw more than of these creatures, putting to rest any claims it was just a coincidence. Indeed, with all the discoveries that have been made now, replete with microscopic imagery, anyone who has looked squarely at the evidence still believe this is some giant coincidence rather than coldly calculated transhumanic agenda. Exactly. Zelensky suggests that graphene in the vaccine acts as a kind of food or catalyst for the thing, because the vaccine contains the eggs of the thing, which appear to hatch in the presence of graphene. Now, I've also got another one up here that says Pfizer, we'll put it in right here, it says Pfizer whistleblower, vaccine gloves contain toxic luciferins and graphene oxide. Now, this woman goes on to say, Melissa Stickler, who worked for the pharmaceutical giant for 10 years, Pfizer, said it looks like someone took a blue glow stick and cracked it open and put it in the vial, but only if there is light and around a dark background. Stickler, who worked at Pfizer's large McPherson, Kansas plant, said she inspected hundreds of thousands of units of vaccine in her career at the company and never once saw anything do that, not even close. Usually the fluid and vials, she says, are clear. But she photographed vials when she noticed the blue fluorescent tins and the fluid inquired about the ingredients superiors. Stricker said she heard a doctor describe codes for the ingredients in the vaccines, including the codes SM102 for luciferins, a glow-in-the-dark enzyme produced in fireflies, plants, fish, used in bioluminescent research or bioluminescent science research. Depending on different chemicals that it's mixed with, luciferins will glow different colors. A bright blue luciferins was identified in a report by the Nature Scientific Reports in 2020, for example, and is only visible under UV lights of certain wavelengths. Strickland told LifeSite that she emailed the company and asked if Lou Sirich was in the COVID vaccine, told it was only used in the testing of the vaccine, that it would not be included in the final product. By the way, I see this as the whole thing is experimental, Strickler said. We haven't seen commentary labels being put out on the vials at that plant yet. Strickland said, referring to the trademark for the vaccine, the Food and Drug Administration approved in August. As far as I know, everyone is still receiving the emergency use authorization original product. Anyway, she went forward with Project Veritas, and you can, if you go to Project Veritas, you could probably find the interview. But that article is from Humans Are Free, and where's it at? It's over there at ProfCR.com. You can find it on the pastor's page. You should scroll through those. The reason for the pastor's page, now I originally set out to put pastoral articles in it, but then I decided I needed a place to show you folks when I'm talking about these news articles that, you know, the specialized ones are listed over there. Anyway, go over there and look. Take a look at the pastor's page, and let's move on with this. Another video claims to show real-time self-assembling graphene in the Pfizer vaccine. Now, here's another article. Independent analysis of the COVID vaccine continues worldwide. Speaking of Pfizer and graphene, there's another video circulating with German subtitles that claims to show the contents of the Pfizer vac under a microscope. The video starts with lots of tiny little white dots or points, with some black ones too. As it progresses, you can see the points slowly connect to make lines, which reinforces a key theme of the synthetic lime forms contained within the COVID non-vaccine self-assembly. Are you kidding me? See, there's other people that are showing these things. The COVID vax is a tool of bioterrorism and transhumanism. The New World Order propaganda comes to the idea that you need to be scared of a new threat of bioterrorism, that the government will save and protect you. You need to watch it for bioterrorism, but the government will be the one perpetrating it, not preventing it. The real bioterrorism is not from some make-believe virus, but rather contaminated fake vaccines with horrific synthetic parasites, which the evidence would suggest can self-assemble, self-replicate, and proliferate inside the human body. Now, you can see why I put Hal Turner's thing in there about what the Chinese people said, and, you know, but again, be cautious. I'm told he's an FBI informant. I don't know. I don't know that much about the guy. I've only probably seen about five articles of him ever. Anyway, Zelensky comments several times that the people have taken the COVID vax voluntarily. Voluntarily. Now, many of them will probably harbor aluminum-based life forms inside their bodies. There is so much information rapidly coming out and exposed to the COVID vax contents. Hopefully, this information will be shared around the world and will help by its horrific nature to put an end to the COVID scamademic more quickly than it otherwise would have ended. Hopefully, realization will be drawn on those who have been programmed by mainstream narrative or those still on the fence, so they awaken from their slumber and understand what is truly happening here. Now, forget about that, what I said about what the Chinese people said, but I have seen study after study that has came out and said that your immune system is weakened by this vaccine, right? It gets more and more, and that's why they pump more and, you know, want you to get boosters and everything. But I'm in agreement in the point that if that is what's happening with your immune system, then what is going to happen to you this winter? Are we going to see massive deaths because people are just not immune to regular colds and things like that? Come on. Excuse me. But, yes, so you need to be cautious. You really need to be cautious. If you got, you better be right with the Father and praying, because, you know, we are in that time at the end. I can't tell you what day the tribulation started or if it's already started. It sure seems like it started. But there will be some signs that are coming, and you have to watch Israel for those signs. But one of the signs is look where the whole world is turning. Now, Superman colorist Gabe Eltab announced he plans to quit DC Comics after the comic book publisher announced a series of progressive changes to the superhero. Are you ready for this? Last week, DC Comics announced two major changes to Superman in its series. Superman, Son of Kal-El, first Superman, would come out as bisexual and start a gay relationship with Jay Nakamura. Second, Superman's motto, Truth, Justice, and the American Way, will be replaced by Truth, Justice, and a Better Tomorrow. Got that? Truth, Justice, and a Better Tomorrow. And, you know, he's supposed to be now fighting against progressive issues, you know what I mean, or four of them. It's just crazy ridiculous. Anyway, the colorist, let's hold him up in prayer because he decided he would quit. He's going to quit the comic book publisher at the end of his contract. And he's had it with DC. He says, I'm finishing out my contract with DC and I'm tired of this SH, you know what. I'm tired of them ruining these characters. They don't have a right to do that, he said, according to Bounding Into Comics. Anyway, so DC has went gay. Marvel has went gay. And these things are programming into your children. So you need to be careful what you allow them to watch or what comic books they read. I remember when I was a kid, you know, we questioned about some of the comic books that people sometimes thought they were graphic or whatever. But let me tell you what, they were a lot better for you than what you got right here, because this is just craziness. And it's all over TV. It's all over your screens. We are in that time of the end. The world has turned away from Yahweh, and that is a fact. Now, something else I want to talk to you about. Over and over, and I know most of you people don't subscribe to this, but if you just really do the research and start getting on a couple of lists, UFO things, or if you just start clicking on a couple of UFO things on YouTube, it'll bring you more. There are so many pictures out there of UFOs. Yeah, some of them could be government things, but I don't believe so. Are these things that we see in the sky sometimes, some of them even look like humanoids instead of, a person shape floating in the sky? Are these watchers? Are these some of the fallen angels that are watching over us, or is it a combination of both? Are there angels watching over us and coming out into plain sight? What is this? I believe it's going to be a big factor. A lot of ministries are saying that the aliens are going to arrive and causing the great grand deception. Well, you know what? We've been being deceived for a very long time, and it's only going to get worse. And will it be aliens that do it? I don't know. But there's something. That's the point. There is so much of this stuff out there. You have got to look at it. There is so much of it out there. You can't just blow it off. Oh, ha, 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 UFO. You can't blow it off. There's too much of it produced from all countries of the world coming forward. It's not all the U.S. government and all the Russian government, backward countries. And these things date way, way back. What are they? What are they? You need to start questioning these things in the time that you're in. You need to be right with your father. You need to be about your father's business. And so anyway, so we had to close the mission church this week. We'll be open back up first of the week. But that's because of sickness. And even though it was just regular flu, I assume it wasn't COVID, we didn't want to get anybody infected or anything. And so we shut down. But we really do need your help. Support the Wichita Mission Church. Pray about it. What I'm really praying about tonight, I know I've got a lot of people that have listened to me on radio for many, many years. A lot of you folks have never, ever made a donation. I'm praying that you would make a donation by going to the website and making a donation tonight, that you would do that through PayPal. We are really behind in a few things, and so we really, really need your support, both for radio and for the Wichita Mission Church. And to some, this seems like a minimal amount of money. I mean, I got people that I know I'm friends with on Facebook and other people, and they've got lots of rich toys and everything. I'm not picking on you for that, but just pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. The price that you might pay for going out on a night out in town could feed people just by skipping that night out. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church and pray about supporting Talk Radio. Really do need your help. I'm trying to raise it to you. It seems like a minimal amount. I'm trying to raise between $500 and $1,000 tonight. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church and pray for my wife. But let's go with this. In James chapter 2, it says, in this chapter 2, when I'm going to read 14 to 20, what does it profit, my brethren? Though man say he has faith and has not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give him not the things which are needful for the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe in truth, but will thou know, obey man, that faith without works? And that's truth. And had great faith, and what God counted it to him for righteousness. But what was his faith? Yahweh told him to go and move to a total different country and step out in faith. And he did it. Abraham and Isaac. He was told to sacrifice Isaac. What did he do? He went up out of faith to do it, to execute his son. But the work that he produced by being obedient, see, that's being obedient, showed the Father that he was serious about his faith. For if your faith is real, you will produce fruit. That's just clear. If you produce no fruit, then you're like a withered branch and you need to be broken off and thrown in the fire. That's what the Word says. So support us so we can care for the people that the Father sends us. People, men, women, and children from all walks of life who've had a bad break, they come to us for help. We don't get any help from any organized churches or government agencies. It's only folks like you that have supported us that we are now in our 22nd year that make the Mission Church work. And I will throw in there is one shelter over there that does give us some food and started to about a year ago, just right before COVID. Yes, we care. We minister to people in a part of town that most people, they don't even like to drive through. And I used to say they didn't like to drive through after dark. They don't like to be there in the daylight. It is a dangerous place. But is that not where the body of Messiah should be, is among the sinners, as Yeshua HaMashiach was? So why do so many people come to us for help? I mean, love is the answer. And they're treated like family. They're not looked down upon for doing it. And we're feeding numbers of anywhere from 80 to over 100 people at a time. And also ministering to them, giving out Bibles, doing first aid, all of these things, praying for them. Just on and on and on. And like I said, if you live in Wichita, we need clothing really, really bad. We don't even have set guidelines. We don't have programs. People just show up. We find out what they need, and we try to fulfill that need. This is why even the agencies tell their employees about the Father's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that really has no budget. We are the last hope for so many. And folks, we're all responsible. All of us are responsible to care for one another as we are brothers keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And guess what? The Father notices all donations that come from where? Well, your heart, of course. If you don't wish to help with the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime. It's not free. Donations keep us on the air. And all you folks say, well, I listen to your podcast. I don't listen to your radio. If you listen to the podcast, you're listening to our radio program. And so pray about supporting talk radio. And even that, you know, the ministry just needs so much. Just pray about it. You can donate online, over the telephone, mail a check or money order, find all the information at prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. And if you don't wish to help with the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime. Okay? Now, Thanksgiving's coming up, and we've seen some turkeys appear in the store. Mom says they're expensive, but we want to get some. We need, I think it was, she said, like $300, $300 or $400 to buy turkeys. I would like to buy them right now so that we would have them. We'd like to give everybody a nice Thanksgiving dinner, and it's our busiest day of the year, and I'm sure it will be again this year because, you know, food prices are going up. People just can't afford things, okay? Remember, there is only one true God. Who is he? He is your father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, folks, always, always, always be a blessing to others. I mean, you could be a blessing to others. You don't have to give them money. You're just a time of the day, how are you doing? Lift them up, have a conversation with them. Sometimes that can save a person's life. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because you are praying for Messiah's room, because there will never be any real peace in Jerusalem, or for that matter, anywhere in the world until you do. And the Word, our Word of our Father, tells us to pray for Jerusalem. Okay, well, Lord our God, Father, King of the Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, that you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and you would please, please, please be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Till an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.